friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Man pegs tiny 67-year-old as an easy target, but doesn't realize she's trained in martial arts. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. 67-year-old Lorenza Marujo has over 20 years of martial arts training. So when a man tried breaking into her apartment, he soon realized he was no match for this tough granny. An intruder breaking into a senior citizen apartment complex in California probably thought he'd picked an easy target. But the hoodlum learned a valuable lesson from 67-year-old Lorenza Mayuro. Never judge a book by its cover. The small, 5-foot-tall lady may be tiny, but don't let her size fool you. She's fierce. Lorenza has spent more than 20 years training in martial arts and holds a black belt. But the man breaking into her apartment didn't know that. Still, when she confronted the intruder and told him to back off, he listened. The man left Lorenza's apartment and could have walked away unscathed, but he made a grave mistake by breaking into a neighbor's apartment next. After striking out at Lorenza's apartment, the intruder moved on to the home of 81-year-old Elizabeth McCrae. And when Lorenza heard her friend's screams, she came running. "He grabbed me and he shook me," Elizabeth said, "and I went down on the floor." That's when Lorenza came to the rescue. She burst into the apartment and jumped in between Elizabeth and the intruder. "I jumped on him and I was punching him and everything, and I had the cane against his throat," Lorenza recalled. The two wrestled, but Lorenza maintained control. She kept the man pinned down while waiting for authorities to show up. At one point, the intruder began yelling that Lorenza was hurting him. "I don't care," she told him. "I don't care what happens to you. You have no right to hurt an elderly person." As Elizabeth watched, she was terrified her friend was going to get hurt. Elizabeth recalls trembling and yelling, "Be careful, he's gonna kill us." But she says Lorenza simply replied, "Not tonight." Police soon arrived and took the intruder into custody, and both of the older ladies survived the incident, all because of the courageous response of Lorenza. "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped." Psalm 28:7. Chris Tucker today is changed by Jesus, and he turned down $10 million to stay true to his faith. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Actor and comedian Chris Tucker today is a Christian celebrity devoted to his faith. So when he received an offer for a film conflicting with his Christian beliefs, Chris turned it down even though it cost him $10 million. Many recognize Chris Tucker from the Rush Hour movies he starred in with Jackie Chan, but some may also remember him from the R-rated 1995 film Friday. Friday told the story of two marijuana-smoking friends and ended up grossing $27 million. But not long after appearing in the film, Chris gave his heart over to Jesus. Becoming a born-again Christian changed the types of movie roles Chris Tucker would consider, and it also impacted his stand-up comedy. "I never was a raunchy comic, but I didn't think about what I was saying because I was young," he said. As a comedian, Chris Tucker today keeps his stand-up clean and free of foul language. And though some comics might see that as too challenging, Chris believes it actually makes him better at his craft. "Being a Christian helps me in comedy. I have to talk about other stuff," he explained. "Normally, most comics talk about stuff that's easy, maybe cussing or saying something raunchy. I have to dig deeper to find something that's still funny and not raunchy. It's harder. I like the challenge." Accepting Christ means turning away from the ways of this world and choosing to live in a way that honors Jesus. And this crossroads came for Chris Tucker after giving his life over to the Lord. When Ice Cube, Chris's co-star from the film Friday, approached him about filming next Friday, Chris shocked him by turning the role down. "We were ready to pay Chris Tucker $10 to $12 million to do next Friday, but he turned us down for religious reasons," Ice Cube revealed on social media. "He didn't want to cuss or smoke weed on camera anymore." Chris Tucker today is a different man than when he first appeared in the movie Friday. And because the message of the film didn't align with his Christian values, he knew turning down a role in the sequel was the right thing to do, no matter what it cost him. "One of the reasons why I didn't do the second one was because of the weed," he said. "Because I said, man, that movie became a phenomenon. I don't want everybody smoking weed. It probably was good for me to turn it down because it kept me moving, you know, to the next phase and next movies. But that was one of the reasons. I said I didn't want to get everybody smoking weed." Way to go, Chris. It's great to see a person with such strong values in Hollywood.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.